Time Notebook, New Ways to the New World. An old Virginia sandpit may change our views of the earliest Americans. It has been called the greatest story of immigration to the Americas. At the end of the last ice age, brave women and men from Siberia walked across the Bering Sea land bridge. This is a piece of land that once connected the Asian continent with North America. Within 500 years, their descendants had settled most of the hemisphere, from the Arctic Circle to the tip of South America. But it seems they may not have been the first. Cactus Hill. Well-known archaeologist Joseph McAvoy and his team reported that they have located an ancient campsite that is about 18,000 years old. The place, known as Cactus Hill, is about 45 miles south of Richmond, Virginia. Scientists now believe the site may actually be thousands of years older than the land bridge site. If that's true, then people were living in North America much earlier than once believed. If the dates hold up, and I think they will, says archaeologist Dennis Stanford, this is probably some of the oldest material in North America, if not the entire New World. For decades, experts thought that 11,200-year-old stone spear points from a site in Clovis, New Mexico, were the earliest evidence of settlement in the hemisphere. But since the 1970s, older sites have been discovered on both sides of the North American continent. The most important finding has been a 17,000-year-old shelter in Meadowcroft, Pennsylvania. More proof. Now Cactus Hill presents still more proof that humans settled in North America earlier than anyone had thought. McAvoy's team has unearthed a variety of stone tools, probably used for hunting and butchering animals. The team also found burned bones of mud turtles, white-tailed deer, and other mammals, and bits of charcoal left over from hunters cooking the animals. High-tech instruments were used to figure out how old the bones and objects are. The Meadowcroft Rock Shelter's chief archaeologist, James Adovasio, says, "This is another indication that people were running around North America earlier than 13,000 years ago." How did people arrive? How could they have reached North America? One possibility is that they came by boat along the eastern and western coasts of the Americas. A 12,500-year-old settlement in Monteverde, Chile, for example, might have been reached easily by water. That's possible, says James Adovasio. You had Southeast Asians sailing to Australia more than 50,000 years ago. The most startling idea is raised by Dennis Stanford, who says the Cactus Hill tools resemble even older ones found in Spain and France. He thinks that the first people to reach the Americas managed to cross the Atlantic from what is now Spain and Portugal some 17,000 to 18,000 years ago. For now, few scientists are willing to go so far. I think people did have the capacity to sail across the Atlantic, says Adovasio, but I still think 99.9% of the settling of the Americas occurred through the interior or along the coast of the Bering Sea.